Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning on this Veterans Day, we have the story of an immigrant to America turned American veteran. Around 8% of current active duty soldiers were born in another country, the top two countries, Mexico and the Philippines. But a century ago, the ratio was higher. During World War I, 20% of U.S. military personnel were foreign-born. One of them was Italian immigrant Antonio Piero of Swampscott. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch tells his remarkable story.
When he was interviewed in 2006, when he was 110 years old, Tony Piero was still a ladies' man.
My name, Tony Piero.
When author David Laskin interviewed Tony for a book about World War I immigrant veterans, another researcher suggested that Laskin bring a young woman along.
That would be the way to get Tony talking, which I thought was fantastic at 110, that was still going to light up his eyes. So I brought my older daughter, who was, I guess, then about 21, young and pretty. And sure enough, Tony lit up when he saw her.
He took her hand in his, leaned over, and kissed it.
Which I thought was extremely courtly. You know, we're talking about an old school Italian gentleman.
Old, old school. Tony was born in the 19th century in 1896 in a peasant village in the extreme south of Italy. Living with animals, scorching summers, working in the fields, the dire poverty drove him at the age of 16 to emigrate. In 1913, he reached Ellis Island, then went to Massachusetts, to Swampscott, where his father was waiting for him, along with many other Italians.
And his first job was basically working as a gardener and, building stone walls and digging flower beds on a rich man's estate in Swampscott. That's not what Tony came to the New World to do. This was somebody who wanted to have a car, who wanted to live nicely, wanted to get away from digging in the earth. I mean, that's what they had been doing in Italy.
But then the place he left changed his fortune. War broke out in Europe, and Tony made a fateful choice. The U.S. drafted him, but the Italian army wanted him too. Author David Laskin says even though Antonio Piero had left Italy only 4 years before and could barely speak English, he chose America. Tony and the other foreign-born soldiers, mainly Italians, Jews, and Poles, boarded the same steamer ships in which they'd come to America to sail back across the Atlantic to Europe.
We'll be home, we are coming home, and we won't come back, there is over there.
Tony Piero fought in France in the artillery, which bombarded opposing trenches with shrapnel and poison gas before infantry charged the trenches. 1,000 Americans died each day.
Tony definitely did his bit.
Author David Laskin.
He had a horse and a cart, and his major job was to bring shell canisters to the front and to bring bodies back.
Tony carried so many shells of poison gas against his chest that he wore his uniform through. He saw the most action at Argonne, the biggest, bloodiest battle that essentially ended the war. At 110 years old, Tony remembered fondly the day peace was declared.
I couldn't believe it. Really. The war was over. Oh boy. What a day. Just like the sun had come out of the cloud.
The guns fell silent on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, 93 years ago today. Tony went from fighting to flirting.
Beautiful girls. They're all over the place. There was one girl there. She was a saint. She was nice.
Tony had a French girlfriend, Magdalena. A sweet close to a surly war, he was lucky to survive.
I was a soldier and tried to do my best. I wasn't afraid to get killed. I'd go through anything. But I came back. A lot of the fellows had lost an arm, a leg. I went blind. Many of my brothers, they kicked the bucket. Thank God I came out alive.
Tony Piero came out of World War I a different man. David Laskin profiled Tony in his book about immigrant veterans of the Great War, a book titled The Long Way Home. Laskin says Tony's choice to fight in the U.S. Army changed everything.
That choice, which so many Italian Americans made, really was something that I think brought him out of the ghetto, out of the narrow Italian world that he had been in ever since he had come to Swampscott, and really exposed him and, I would say, catapulted him into the mainstream for the first time.
When Tony returned to Swampscott, he had new skills and new confidence. He spoke English. He married an Italian-American woman and managed an auto body shop before working at the General Electric plant in Lynn. His nephew, Rick Piero, says Tony's choice to fight for America set an example in the Piero family for generations.
From World War I on, we've had Pieros serve in the various wars, and you know they've been on the monuments in town, too.
Many of them chose to be buried in their uniforms. Tony died in 2007, just days before his 111th birthday. Antonio Tony Piero had been the oldest living American and the last foreign-born American soldier to have fought in World War I. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.